good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. So very, very happy to have you along with us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you live from our studio in snowy downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. You can call. You can text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Just a reminder to download the Civic Media app. That way you can listen to all of our stations all across the state. And we have this great Text to Win statewide contest going on right now. Ride into spring. Your next chance to enter the word of the hour and get in the running for these prizes. An overnight stay at Chula Vista, possibly the grand prize that has new bicycles and a blender and some outdoor furniture, is at 1 o'clock with Todd Alba.
Correct.
So if you don't have the app, make sure you download the Civic Media app and then be listening to Todd from 1 to 2 p.m. for the next shot at entering our Text to Win Ride into Spring contest.
Welcome to all the people on the live stream.
It's kind of freaking me out. We have 185 people watching on the live stream. Thank you so very much for joining us. Of course, this is the day I have a really bad hair day and I'm wearing a baseball hat.
But you're supporting the Bucks. Bucks and six, Jane.
Bucks and six. Okay, fine. But yes, thank you all for joining us. And again, feel free to comment on the live stream. Just keep it civil.
Keep it civil. Keep it nice.
Keep it nice. Keep it clean. Yeah. That's all we ask. Governor Evers. Yesterday,
speaking of keeping it clean.
Keeping it clean. Signing a bipartisan, and we do like to give people a hand when they actually do something for the benefit of the people of Wisconsin in a bipartisan manner. Under this bill signed into law yesterday by Governor Evers, assaulting a Wisconsin election official could result in 18 months in prison. Good. He also signed a measure that prohibits municipalities from closing more than half of its polling places within 30 days before an election. Because that seems to have been a tactic. Well, you know, you wait 15 days before the election. Oh, yeah. Now there's only one polling place.
Yeah.
Now we have to find, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
There's certain neighborhoods and certain precincts. COVID's, like that.
COVID's really bad. We're going to do this all in like 2 days. You're going to get five polling places.
And that's it. Yeah. Make it work.
Yep.
Governor Evers also vetoed several other election-related bills, including GOP's proposals seeking to curb the governor's power to appoint replacements for elected executive branch officials who resign, and they wanted to reduce to 3 feet or less the distance that election observers can stand from where voters have to announce their name and address in order to vote. I don't want those people breathing on me.
No, no.
3 feet should be more than enough. More than enough to hear them and see what's going on. You don't need to be standing right shoulder to shoulder as people are trying to cast their ballots.
Yeah, you don't need to be anywhere near me, period. I would rather have there be 10 feet from me. I don't want to be anyone near me while I'm doing that.
That all concerns me a great deal, these poll watchers. That's something that we're going to be talking about a little bit more as we get closer to the election. The first measure that Evers approved, Senate Bill 822, creates a penalty for assaulting an election official in Wisconsin. It also bars the release under the state's open records law of clerks' personal phone numbers and addresses. Well, good.
Yeah, no doubt. My goodness.
I mean, we all know how much pressure our election officials have been under for the last 4 years since the free and fair election of 2020 and all of the threats and the harassment that these people have undergone. It's insane. Almost two of every three local elections officials, and this is from Madison.com, across the country say false information is making their jobs more dangerous. The biggest reason retiring clerks don't continue in their jobs, the number one answer, according to this poll, was, quote, too many political leaders are attacking a system that they know is fair and honest, unquote.
It's one thing to be a politician. You run, there is a certain amount of people are going to call you. They're going to come at you. They're not going to like you. They're going to love you. But when you are a city clerk, people should not be trying to get in your personal life.
No.
People should not be trying to find out where you live. I mean, I worked with somebody who was a city clerk and her, like, the election time was so stressful for her because, A, putting together an election in a city is tough enough as it is, but you also have people banging on your door saying, I want to be able to do this. Well, I can't let you do this because it's against the law. You're trying to subvert my freedom.
Yeah.
No, I'm really not. I just can't let you breathe on someone's neck as they're voting.
Under the bill, physically attacking election officials would be raised from a misdemeanor to a class one felony. That means offenders could get up to 18 months in prison and 2 years of extended supervision. The penalty for publicizing election officials' phone numbers, addresses, or other personally identifiable information would be raised from a fine to a misdemeanor if the person knows releasing that info is going to, well, of course, it's going to lead to officials getting threats.
Yeah.
It just is.
Now, here's their number. Give them a call. Tell them they're nice.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be. I didn't know. How did I? Right. When I put that person's cell phone number on the internet, what did I think was going to happen?
Nothing was. Yeah, no one's going to pick that up and abuse it at all.
Yeah.
This kicks in on July 1st of 2025. Again, the other measure, Assembly Bill 298, bars cities from closing more than half of their polling places within 30 days before an election. They would also have to post public notices in advance of any planned closures. Now, I don't think this is something that has necessarily happened with a lot of frequency in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. but it has happened in other states around the country.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of Georgia specifically.
Yeah.
Where they just shut down these polling places. Oh, whoops, too bad.
Yeah.
And then don't give people the information on where they need to go.
We posted it on the door. Is it not there anymore?
Yeah. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
How'd that happen? The new law follows a handful of communities' decisions to shut down in 2020 because of the pandemic in Milwaukee. All but five of its 182 polling places ultimately were closed, which led to those long lines.
Yep. But I remember going and Bridget and I getting in the car, driving there saying, we've got snacks in the car. We're preparing. It could be 2, 3, 4 hours. We were in line for about an hour and we were in a gym and they had spread out 6 feet by 6 feet
right.
by 6 feet.
And right.
It went faster than I expected and it wasn't as bad. But, you know, every time they try to put an impediment in front of us at the ballot box,
yes.
people get together, they find a way, they stand in line,
yes.
they wait, and then they vote.
Because it's important.
Every time. Yep.
Well, and hence the referendums that we were just talking
yeah.
about with Dan Schaefer. See, we're so stubborn about wanting to be involved in our democracy, yeah. Greg Bach.
And the question I wanted to ask Dan, too, because like he quoted that one person who said, when you shouldn't try to change the Constitution if you can't change the law, because that could end up blowing up in their face, too, in Republicans' faces, too, down the road. If for some reason, something they don't like happens during an election, they say, well, you changed the Constitution, so it's gonna bite you in the tush, too.
It just may.
Yeah.
It just may. The other thing that happened in the governor's office, Wisconsin political ads must now disclose if they include AI-generated content. I can't believe this hasn't been instituted already.
Well, I mean, it's
is it just because AI isn't quite so prevalent yet?
I think this is the first election that has AI as a very
real
and ubiquitous type of thing you can use. It's a lot easier to use than it once was. And this is going to be I feel like this is going to be like the first true AI election, like where it can be used as much as it can be. And yeah, I mean, some will say, I can't believe we have to have a law saying this. No, we do. Because some of the first presidential election ads that came out were AI and people. Well, I shouldn't say from the campaigns. I'm sorry. People were putting out campaign ads that were AI and they looked horrifying because AI isn't all the way there with generating people at this point.
Right,
so,
right.
But you absolutely should have to disclose that.
The bipartisan, again, well done, people in Madison.
Yeah, working together.
You did something. We're so proud. The bipartisan legislation comes this year. Some political experts say is going to be defined by AI-generated content
yes.
and influence campaigns. Senator Mark Spreitzer, a Democrat of Beloit, one of the co-authors, said this technology is not good or bad. Somebody can use AI to generate graphics, to generate a jingle, maybe make an animation that illustrates their views on the issues, but they can also use it to make it look like their opponent said and did something they did not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the potential for bad actors to abuse this is really high.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Groups that violate this requirement will face fines. Four other states currently have similar laws on the books, including California and Michigan, and similar legislation is being considered in a handful of other states. When the bill passed the assembly last month, Representative Adam Neelan, a Republican from Milwaukee, told his colleagues AI is making it harder to know what's real. Voters are being asked to determine truth from fiction. Mm-hmm. And to do that, they need the tools and the disclosures. Absolutely.
Yes.
We need to know if we're looking at a fake Governor Evers or a fake Ron Johnson or a fake Tammy Baldwin, yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
Now I just wish we could include disclaimers at the end of political ads highlighting all the lies. Wouldn't that be nice?
That's that's going to be coming in the election of 31-34.
We'll have to wait for that.
We'll have to wait for that. The sun will probably explode before that happens.
Voters are already very skeptical about AI's place in elections. A November study from the University of Chicago, a majority of Americans are worried about how AI can contribute to the spread of political misinformation. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a justifiable concern.
I don't disagree. I mean, we already have people who just hear politicians and quote-unquote leaders say things just off the cuff, you know, and they believe them immediately. Can you imagine what kind of animation they're going to believe? It's scary. I don't want to be scared of it. I don't want to have that attitude, but yeah, it's scary.
Keep this in your back pocket. Myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. Go to that website, put in your address, gives you the names of all your elected officials, what's going to be on your ballot. Keep yourself informed.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Stay with us. Money troubles, maybe not. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin B. coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. I think we heard a lot yesterday about the former president's money troubles. He's having trouble getting anyone to help him cover these bonds, this bond mm-hmm. that he has to post. Now, however, he might have gotten a little Hail Mary pass.
Oh, baby.
Shareholders voted today to take the former president's media company public, a long-delayed move that will open the owner of Truth Social to stock market investors and give Trump a stake worth billions of dollars.
Really?
Now, this is something, at least from the early things that I've seen, this isn't going to kick in for another 6 months.
Yeah.
And I will be interested to see how many investors are going to jump at this opportunity.
Investors versus, like, people who just are at home on their phone using Robinhood. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I always want to say, oh, this is going to fail, but the man sells out NFTs immediately. He sells out shoes immediately. There is a market of individuals who, no matter what he does,
that's true.
They want. But the stock market could be a different thing. And I said to you in jest, and now as I said as a joke, what if Elon said, I'll take both of them?
Does Elon have enough cash to do that?
He borrows. So he has it in stock. He does.
He's not cash rich.
So what he did with Twitter is he didn't actually buy with his money. He had investors buy it for him by using his Tesla stock as collateral.
Right.
That's probably what he'd do anyways. But who knows what that worth is at this point. But Twitter and social and Truth Social combined into one thing. This is not a conspiracy theory, folks. This is something that came out of my brain earlier in the day. There are no reports on this. But if you would have asked me 2 years ago, do you think Elon Musk would own Twitter? I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
So I have no idea where this is going.
Well, it's interesting. As you said, individual investors are one thing, but Wall Streeters are something else.
Yeah.
And I think we all remember Anthony Scaramucci, who worked for about 12 seconds in the Trump administration. He was on Morning Joe this morning and pointed out, again, Donald Trump's difficulty in getting people to cover this bond for him. According to Scaramucci, quote, he defaults on everything.
Yeah.
You know, if you talk to interior designers, architects, construction workers, plumbing people, he doesn't pay his bills. Yeah. He's always been it that way. You can't give him the money because you don't have the 100% certainty. I mean, if he was rated for Moody's, he would be a C minus plus debt rating.
Dang. Scaramucci coming at him hard.
And I'm telling you, if you can Google and find out all the people that Donald Trump ripped off.
Oh, for decades.
Who he hired to do business for him and then either stalled them in court until their company went bankrupt. It's widely available information, and I highly, highly recommend that you take a look at that. Another big thing breaking this morning, the House just approved a $1.2 trillion spending package just hours before a midnight government shutdown deadline, forcing the Senate up against a ticking clock to take up and pass it. The bill funds about three quarters of the federal government for the next 6 months. It also raises military pay, eliminates U.S. funding for the U.N. Relief Agency for Palestinians, and it does bolster security at the U.S.-Mexican border. What is interesting about this is before this went to the vote in the House, Scott Perry, who is a Republican, appeared with other members of the House Freedom Caucus and said this about the proposed budget proposal. Let's play that clip, Kelvin.
And what is the left, the Democrats, what are they going to run on when they pass this bill? 22,000 border agents, 41,500 detention beds, 22,000 border agents.
Yeah, they don't want that. No. They don't. I'm sorry, but the MAGA Republicans do not want to solve the problems at the border because it's going to give the Biden administration a win.
Well, I mean, I even saw a tweet this morning from our friend up in the 3rd District, Mr. DVO.
Oh.
And he saw it was him reposting a tweet about border security. And he just said, thanks, Joe Biden. I'm like, what are you talking about? You are the ones who walked away from a deal. You are the ones who wanted this. You were the ones who got a deal that was actually really good by all accounts. And then you were the ones who listened to your weirdo little leader and said, no, we can't do it because dad says we can't.
Yeah.
We have to wait. And now you have the temerity, the nerve to stand there and go, well, this is all Joe Biden's fault.
855-75-CIVIC. Bill from Oconomowoc is on the line. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Great. As always, great show.
Thank you.
If you really do your research, you'll find that Fox News and the right-wing groups exploited it in South America and say, come to America, the borders are open. They didn't say it that way. They said, the borders are open. They didn't say, come to America. And people don't understand that the border is a problem, but it's not chaos. Chaos is what the Republicans created at the border, what they wanted to have happen. But if you remember the big trucking trek to come to the border and see what's going on, it just fizzled.
Yeah.
There was nothing to see. There was nothing going on.
Yeah.
There was none of anything. So it was like a dead issue. Every time the Republicans, just like the coyote and the roadrunner, every time the Republican coyotes try and cross the road, they get smacked by reality and lack of evidence every single time.
Then they hold up a little sign that says, ouch.
Right. And then they look both ways. They take another step. And on the other lane, they get smacked.
Yeah.
But yet they keep trying to cross that road of insanity. They keep it up and keep it up. But yet it doesn't have any validity. Well, Fox News will tell you, oh, Trump is just devastating to Biden. Bull. Check out the real poll. Find out where he is. his own party, 23% wants nothing to do with the criminal running for president. Yeah. Thanks. Have a great weekend and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate it. And Bill makes a great point as far as a lot of the Nikki Haley voters even said on that election day, on Super Tuesday, that they would not vote for Donald Trump. And his 33% or 35%, whatever it is, isn't growing.
I will believe that from Nikki Haley and Never Trumpers. Sorry, but this is me being cynical. I won't believe it. Skeptical. I will believe it when you show me a picture of your ballot on election day, because you can say you won't vote for Trump all you want, but when it comes down to it and the choice is between Biden and Trump, I've heard people say they're going to vote for Trump again.
Yeah. Just to wrap a little bow on this thing about the budget that the House passed, this didn't take long. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has now filed a motion to vacate the chair of House Speaker Mike Johnson.
So, just shy of 5 months, everybody.
Well, my God, Mike, it was a great 5 months. We hope you enjoyed yourself.
Memories.
Take a picture of that little sign that says Speaker of the House.
Like the corners of my mind.
Before you have to start packing up all your stuff today. All right, stay with us. News is on the way next. And then, glamping.
Oh, God.
You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I call this one the Campfire Song Song. Let's gather around the campfire and sing our campfire song. Our C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song.
Oh, we're going to let this go for a little bit.
The whole segment is just this song.
Then you're wrong, but it'll help if you just sing along.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mach, and the Surgeon of Sound, Calvin, on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call in, text in at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream where a lot of our party people hang out.
Yeah, that...
On Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elmo has ruined.
They don't...
What?
That's your nickname for him.
I call him Elmo. I call him lots of things, but okay. I also call him Elon. Hey, just a reminder, basketball action. Marquette is playing at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then if you want to listen to tonight's game between Wisconsin and James Madison, that's going to be at 7:30 p.m. You can catch the game on locally grown radio, WFHR. In Wisconsin Rapids, and also news from the center in Richland Center on WRCE. Again, Wisconsin taking on James Madison tonight at 7:30. Go Badgers and go Marquette. Going to change things up a little bit and lighten things up for the last half hour of this Friday. Do want to mention we still have snow in downtown Waukesha. Not quite sure what it's like where you are, but I think we have a couple more hours of this. And just a reminder to download that really wonderful, very, very handy 511WI.gov app.
Yes.
And this has the entire state and every accident all over the state. And you can check some of the DOT cameras and stuff like that. So before you have to head out and you want to see what's going to be getting in your way, it's a really useful thing to have. It's 511.wi.gov. All right. I don't personally do this. I would do this, but my husband would not. It's glamping.
Yeah. Now, explain to the
people. Calvin, you know what glamping is? You know what glamping is.
I'm familiar with the term, yes.
So it's fancier camping.
It's fancy camping.
It's fancy camping. And according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, we have done really, really well as far as glamping goes.
Like we as a people or?
The state.
Oh,
I'm talking about the state.
Wisconsin.
There's a camping app. There's an app for everything. There's a camping app called The Dirt. D-Y-R-T.
Oh, God.
The Dirt is out with its 2024 Glampy Awards. And one Wisconsin campground is in the top 10. Congratulations to Sailor Springs Glamping in Bayfield, Wisconsin.
Bayfield, about a five-hour drive from here.
Bayfield is wonderful. I love Bayfield.
Very, very north. And also, a glamping award doesn't feel like a compliment.
Why not?
I don't know. Because glamping doesn't feel like a complimentary activity. You know, I don't know anybody who says, I went glamping this week. And they say they went camping. Now, what they have in their arsenal of stuff, whether it be a tent or a fancy tent or, a knife or a fancy knife, I don't know. So glamping to me has never been a complimentary word. So by saying it's an excellent glamping site, it doesn't feel like it's...
It is for glampers.
Okay. Are there any glampers out there? Like glamping exclusively. I'm talking, you don't do...
Dirt. I don't floor sleep.
Yeah, you don't floor sleep.
No floor sleeping. No ground sleeping.
You have a state-of-the-art, self-inflating air mattress that has, it's heated and you have access to Wi-Fi and all that stuff. Do you do that? Tell us about it, because I'm not a big camper. I've never glamped.
I have never glamped. I would glamp.
I would.
I could be pro glamp.
I don't feel like glamping includes a cabin. That's just staying in the woods. Because that's what I would.
It depends,
like.
Though.
Okay.
It depends.
All right.
For example. Sailor Springs Glamping in Bayfield.
Yeah.
Has three secluded sites with A-frame cabins and canvas glamping tents. Each site has a wood stove, patio with chairs, porta potty, I would hope, and a queen size bed in the A-frame. You can also offer, you can also get a charter sailing trip as an add-on. The cost to book the site is between $110 and $160 a night.
That's not bad. If you're glamping, that's a hotel room. That's a hotel room in Milwaukee.
Sans the porta potty.
Well, you're roughing it. But to me, like, glamping is all the things that camping are. But just, you know, it's taking up a little.
Fancy. It's fancy camping.
If you have a cabin, you're no longer camping, in my opinion. You are staying in a house and you might start a fire or maybe cook over that fire, but you're not camping to me in that point. You're not even glamping at that point. You are just staying in a secluded hotel room.
Yeah, definitely. 855-75-CIVIC. Are you a glamper? Would you go glamping? 855-752-4842. Jack from Merrimack is joining us. Good morning, Jack. How are you doing this morning?
Please say you're a glamper.
Good morning. Well, it's a little bit of a long story. I've been rock climbing and mountain climbing for over 40 years, and I have definitely done not glamping in some pretty wild places, like on the edge of a glacier at 14,000 feet in Siberia, places like that. But probably the most interesting experience I had camping was doing what they referred to as a Hemingway style camp when we were on a safari in Tanzania. And that was just a wonderful experience. There were heaters inside the tent if you needed them. There were bathroom and washing facilities inside the tent. There were cots. You were up off the floor. It was a pretty nice experience, I have to admit. I still don't have any problem sleeping on a pad on the ground, and I'm pretty old. Most people would say I'm pretty old for that. But the bottom line to all this is there's nothing wrong with glamping. I certainly enjoyed it when we had it.
That sounds great, Jack. And geez, Jack, we've never met, and we've never had a chance to see what you look like. But now I have this image of you as like Lawrence of Arabia. You're this adventurer with, you know, a Tenzing Norgay going to the top of Everest. And that's really cool that you've done all that stuff.
Jack, really quick.
Well, I've never been on Everest, to be truthful. However, I did ask my wife to marry me on the top of Kilimanjaro.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's wonderful.
I love that.
That's great.
You said you were camping. You said, where was it? Like in Siberia? What was it?
Yeah, we were on the 20th of October peak in Siberia in, I think it was 1980. It was the year before the Soviet Union broke apart.
It was 88, 89.
So did you sleep off the side of the mountain in a tent like they do nowadays, where they'll like pitch a tent on the side of the mountain where there's nothing below you? Did you do that?
No, we didn't. We weren't quite in. I have done that on big walls in Yosemite, but we were actually sort of on the edge of the glacier on the mountain at that point. There were four of us in a two-person tent, which was kind of interesting in itself. And that tent was held onto the glacier with ice screws. It was an incredibly beautiful place.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
You could see for miles.
And, I bet.
The area was entire. It was really pristine. I mean, it definitely did not see a lot of people up in those mountains. They're pretty remote. It took the helicopter something like 6 hours just to get us there.
Wow. Well, I got to give you have nerves of steel, my friend. If you can sleep pinned up next to a mountain, I give you an immense amount of credit. Thank you so very much, Jack. And as always, thank you so very, very much for listening.
Jack is just an amazing human.
He is.
I get excited when I wake up in the morning and do a couple loads of laundry. I'm like, I've really attacked the day.
Look what I did today.
I have done with myself. I'm proud of me. Then Jack's like, I once wrestled a bear to save my family. And he probably really did that. We have a few text messages coming through right now. 608 listening to WMDX Madison Plumber, as they are identified.
Ah.
I have a few acres with a 30-foot camper with two bathrooms, a fireplace,
ooh,
and a full kitchen.
Ooh.
I have it permanently set up. All I have to do is press two buttons when I get there to get settled. I use it more like a cabin than a camper. Oh, my God. I want that in my life.
That sounds great. I didn't know you could get a camper with
that
a fireplace.
That sounds amazing. Liz from Saukville listening on WAUK. I love not camping, not glamping, cabins for me, smiley face. And then finally, from the 608, how about Chef Cal at the Smorgasbord of Sound, or is it game over? Oh, we're still doing nicknames, I guess.
Sure, we'll take your nickname.
Chef Cal at the Smorgasbord of Sound, and I once gutted a grizzly, and a glamper came out. Hey-o!
How do you feel about glamping? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Talking about this, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has an article this morning, The Dirt. It's a camping app called The Dirt, out with its 2024 Glampy Awards, and Sailor Springs Glamping in Bayfield came in number 10. According to the founder of The Dirt, Sarah Smith, says glamping is growing every year and rapidly evolving to take so many forms: airstreams, domes, pods, cocoons, fire towers, covered wagons, cabooses. Spending time in nature is always rewarding, but glamping adds another dimension of fun and originality. The award winners selected by the Dirt Apps camping community, and it was pretty much on a subjective basis. The criteria included overall glampiness.
I hate that so much.
Originality. Instagram ability.
It's a rigid glampany.
Ooh. Instagram ability and availability.
Instaglampany. I just downloaded the app.
The Dirt?
Yeah, I did.
You don't even camp.
But they have other things like cabins and RVs for rent. You can do that too.
That would be fun.
It's all inclusive at The Dirt.
That's kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like I said to you earlier, I don't mind camping. I'm just always uncomfortable, and I always feel like I'm warm. So that's why I like a cabin. I love the woods. I love being out in nature. I love looking up at the stars and seeing millions of stars. But the camping aspect, and please don't at me on this, and I know if you love it, that's great, but I'm always just like, this is uncomfortable, and I want to take a shower.
Well, and I think that, yeah, for me, that's certainly a big part of it. It's... Okay, there's the whole spider factor.
Well, there could be...
creep me out.
There could be a spider right behind you right now.
Well, that's true. But I don't know. There's something about being in a tent on the ground, and I just feel a lot more vulnerable for whatever stupid reason with the spiders. But I would glamp. I would definitely glamp.
I think you'd glamp it up.
Sailor Springs Glamping, one of only two glamp grounds. I didn't make that up.
I know you didn't.
one of only two glamp grounds in the Midwest to make the list. The other is a Finter in Minnesota. Other glamping spots that did make the list are in Texas, Idaho, West Virginia, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Tennessee, and New York.
Just an update, I officially deleted the Dirt app off my phone.
Why?
It is $40 a year to use. And I don't camp enough to justify that.
To justify that. That's exactly. True. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. But hey, if it's your life, get out there.
That's the thing. If you're a glamper, now you know where to go. And we will include all of this information in our show notes.
Oh, we will, huh?
Once we get the show, the podcast posted after the show ends, it takes about an hour. All right. One more segment to go. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, and we're coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's gather around the campfire and sing our campfire song. Our C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. And if you don't think that we can sing it faster, then you're wrong. But it'll help if you just sing along.
Bum, bum, bum.
C-A-M-B-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. C-A-M-B-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. And if you don't think that we can sing it faster, then you're wrong. But it'll help if you just sing along. C-A-M-B-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. Patrick!
Song! C-A-M-B-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G.
Squidward! Good! It'll help! It'll help! If you just sing along! Oh, yeah!
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, the surgeon of sound, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. You can call, you can text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon has ruined. Just a couple of reminders. If you ever have an idea for something you'd like us to talk about on the show, if there is something going on in your local community, whether it's in Oshkosh or Green Bay or Richland Center or in Amory. Wherever you are in Wisconsin, and if there's something you would like us to highlight, someone you would like us to talk to, just send that email to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us, and we'll see what we can do about getting that person on, or at least talking about the subject that is important to you and what's going on in your community. We were talking about glamping before we went to break. An article in the Journal Sentinel about a place in Bayfield that just made the top 10 list for the best glamping spots around the country.
Yeah.
And there was kind of a companion article that came along with this in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Drew Dawson. This is going back to, actually, it was on January 9th of this year, that highlights all of the comments that people leave. So there's all kinds of places, I guess, where you can leave comments if you go to visit a park.
These are great.
Drew compiled all of these bad comments about state parks in this one article, and it's priceless.
It's fantastic.
It's just priceless.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want me to just read some random ones?
Share some random ones.
Okay,
and who they're related, which park is related
this
to.
This is Devil's Lake State Park.
Which is so beautiful.
For the okay-ish views, it would really only deserve 3 or 4 stars. Rained.
Well, you're out. Yes, it does rain.
I have never paid money to see rocks. Was very disappointed they wanted $16 for a day pass. And here is my favorite, and I think this is going to be a thread through all of them. The cell signal is terrible.
Oh, people. These are complaints that people had after visiting a number of state parks around the country. And Drew Dawson from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel put this together in January That was about Devil's Lake State Park, our very own. It's a beautiful, beautiful park.
Yeah. Devil's Lake is one. When you talk about state parks, that's the one that's always at the top of people's mind because it's the, I think it's the most famous.
It's spectacular.
It's beautiful. And it's not far from here either. Right. It's an easy drive. All right. We're going to go to Apostle Islands National Lakeshore now.
Another one of my favorite places in the world.
Cool. Although so-so. I don't know how that works. I don't know
which,
how that.
Which is it?
Yeah. The ice formations were to be found alongside the shore or wall. Some of them were good and some were okay types. There weren't really any caves as such. Yes, ice formations were good, but if you are in Minnesota for a good period of time, ice is not a spectacular thing anyway.
So they're talking about the ice caves along Lake Superior.
Yeah.
And they don't form every year because the conditions have to be right for this. So apparently not happy.
Yeah.
Not happy with the ice.
No, we're gonna take that unhappiness and we're gonna move our way up to Peninsula State Park.
Okay.
For such a beautiful landscape, the maintenance on the bathrooms completely skipped spider eradication.
There you go.
Big one for you.
Spiders.
And it's such a shame my wife may never camp again, at least not to Peninsula State Park. And another one here. Absolutely no TV signal or cell Wi-Fi signal. Zero, period, zilch, period.
Well, yes. You're in nature.
Yes, of course.
You're in nature.
Oh, this one is very Midwestern. A Copper Falls State Park.
I've been there.
The darn directions took us to Pierre, South Dakota. Sir or ma'am or person, I don't think the park is to blame.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
If you were trying to go to Copper Falls, which is kind of around Hayward.
Yeah.
And you ended up in South Dakota, you have other problems.
I once tried to go to a national park, and I think it was in Utah. I think it was Big Forks, but I can't remember. I'd never been there. I typed it in, and I drove up to a shopping mall with the same name because I didn't check. That was 4 hours away from the park. So it's more of a you problem than a park problem.
This is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I love this so much. Again, talking about Copper Falls State Park in Wisconsin. The forest management of this park is horrible. Hard to see around all the overgrowth and very limited views along the trail. Typical overemphasis on letting nature just take over. Hopefully someone can get into our park system that can change this culture of just letting nature be nature as if humans don't exist. We need to sit down and have coffee.
At Copper Falls, I like this one. This was definitely written by a 15-year-old kid who writes poetry. Wasn't much to look at. Don't know why these falls get so much hype. I've seen better. Yeah. I'm only going to read one from Wyalusing State Park. It's the one that wins, period. Margaritas are very weak.
They sell margaritas in Wyalusing State Park?
I guess so. Weak margaritas.
Kohler Andre State Park. Basically, you can bring your dog to the campground, but you can't really do anything else there. And if you enjoy recreating scenes from the Bible, you will surely enjoy the sky, which is constantly darkened by swarms of giant dragonflies. We will put these in the show notes as well. If you want to have a good laugh, Drew Dawson from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Can I read two more really quick? First one. All in caps, two, period, much, period, grass, period, get rid of it. And my favorite, for Mirror Lake State Park, just go to Devil's Lake.
All right, news is coming up next, followed by the incomparable Todd Alba program from noon until 2 p.m. And the 1 o'clock hour, Todd is going to have the next word you want to text in via the Civic Media app for our Ride into Spring contest. So make sure you're listening to Todd all the time, but especially between 1 and 2 p.m. today. Thank you so very, very much, Greg and Calvin. Without you, the show does not run. Thanks to all of you for listening and texting and calling and watching on the live stream. It means everything to us. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Have a great weekend. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.